and invited call and response banter with fellow Democrats on economic issues, taxes, and health care. In a biting Republican response to Biden's address, first-time Senator Katie Britt from Alabama slammed the president's handling of the economy, the southern border, crime, and foreign policy.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace.
At 42, she is the youngest Republican woman ever to be elected to the upper chamber. We are learning about a wastewater spill in the Russian River that took place back on March 1st and 2nd. A power outage at the Russian River County Sanitation District Treatment Plant. Once the power was restored, a valve closed, allowing the wastewater to build up and overflow. Most of the treated water remained on land designed to absorb wastewater in summer months, but some did travel downriver. Any water that reached the river would have been diluted very, very quickly, as the river level was quite high, and the spill occurred during a storm that dumped 2.5 inches of rain on Guerneville. The Santa Rosa Police Department is developing a comprehensive 3-year strategic plan that will be crucial in shaping the department's future. Parts of the process is a survey available in English and Spanish that aims to gather insight on community member experiences and interactions with the police department, community engagement activities, and community safety priorities. The survey is active now and will remain open through March 18th. And it can be accessed through the police department website. A United Airlines flight lost a tire while taking off from San Francisco International Airport Thursday morning, and it fell onto a car in an airport employee parking lot. The flight was headed to Japan, but had to divert to Los Angeles instead after losing the wheel. The runway the plane used was briefly closed to clear some debris. There was no danger to passengers, as planes are designed to land missing tires. The passengers finally got on their way to Japan later on last night. Don't forget, Daylight Savings Time starts this Saturday at 2 a.m., Sunday at 2 a.m. So before you head to bed Saturday night, move those clocks forward 1 hour. We lose 1 hour of sleep but gain sunlight at the end of the day. We will get that hour back on November 3rd when we set our clocks back 1 hour. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, the Bulls beat the Warriors 125-122 on a night when Steph Curry rolled his ankle in the fourth quarter, forcing him out of the game. There is no word yet on how serious the injury is. The Warriors are at home against the Spurs on Saturday. Your forecast today, sunny skies with mid-60s. Really a nice day. Tonight, increasing clouds, overnight lows in the 40s. Showers are possible late. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers. Rain is more likely on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is International Women's Day, when we celebrate all women and show them how much we love, value, and respect them. The first International Women's Day was first celebrated on February 28, 1909 in New York. It was the United Nations General Assembly who proclaimed March 8th as International Women's Day. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. All she asks is for total obedience.
Welcome to your Friday here at KZST. We made it. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:40, 41 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
At American Ag Credit, we know agriculture is changing in ways we only imagined. And we'll be here to help you navigate the road ahead for the continued success of your operations and community. American Ag Credit has the treasury management products that keep your operation moving, ensuring your money works as hard as you do. Backed by a team of dedicated experts, we provide custom solutions for management of your working capital. For more information, visit agloan.com/success. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
My kids loved the movie they saw at the Roxy last weekend. They laughed the whole time.
Did you know that kids laugh up to 400 times a day, but adults only laugh 15?
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
More people listen to radio in a week than go to Google in a month.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
100.1 KZST. Well, weather-wise, look for sunshine today. Warmer conditions. Temperatures heading into the mid-60s. Oh, yeah. A beautiful day on the way in the California wine country. This weekend, not quite It's a nice little cooler, chance of rain. By the way, happy International Women's Day.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Mm, too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you want dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Mm, too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you loved to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
Back in. KZST.
County's KZST. It is 551, 41 degrees in Santa Rosa. It is Friday, March 8th. So we celebrate women and all their accomplishments. A big day on tap, International Women's Day. We'll hear about local and national marches, demonstrations, and conferences celebrating women globally. Yes, because honestly, we do rock. I'm going to be out at Healdsburg's Lambert Bridge Winery later this afternoon. They're holding an International Women's Day event. Looking forward to it.
Dig, if you will, the picture of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream if you can, a courtyard, an ocean. Violets in bloom, animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and
KZST.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:58. I'm Brent Allen. Sunny and pretty nice for today. Although a little cool now, we are sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. According to a lengthy article in the Press Democrat, Sonoma County missed out on some $38 million in funding for substance abuse treatment services back in 2018. The county was in the process of applying for the funds, but then Director of Health Services Barbie Robinson never took the final agreement to the Board of Supervisors for their approval, missing out on the funding. Robinson no longer works or lives in Sonoma County. While we will not have another update on elections until 5 p.m. today, Sonoma County Registrar of Voters Diva Marie Proto did state that with the addition of over 73,000 ballots received after the polls closed, Sonoma County voter turnout will be close to 50% of registered voters. That number will be slightly higher than the state average, but lower than previous elections in Sonoma County. Petaluma police arrested 69-year-old John Larson Wednesday after receiving a call from a girl who stated that he was harassing her and some of her friends and attempting to give them cocaine and marijuana. Lars had apparently followed the girls to East Washington Place Shopping Center, where he almost got into a fight with another individual. Police were able to arrest him. He is being held on $75,000 bail due to previously being arrested under similar circumstances. Santa Rosa police are continuing the investigation into the death of a mother and her 10-year-old son found inside of an apartment on Summerfield Road. Apparently, the boy attended Madrone Elementary School. Autopsies were scheduled to be performed on both on Thursday. Their names have not been released. Investigators have stated there was a significant amount of blood found at the scene, but have not commented on a cause of death. The boy's father